Welcome to Red News Podcast 247. It's Bournemouth at home. It is Sunday the 22nd of December, precisely 11:50 a.m, which is how all podcasts should be recorded in this format.
It's cold.
It's very cold.
Wet. It's windy.
It's very wet. And we've been deserted by our fearless leader, who is in Malta, who sent videos of him heading down towards the beach and the pool this morning. And I'm currently on South Bridge, where it's pissing down. Even more, you could probably hear that bouncing off my phone.
Horizontal grade. So, you enjoy that beer, Barney, while we're holding the fort.
Really holding the fort down. And I'm not going to lie to you, hotel football is looking more and more inviting. I mean, this season's not even finished yet, and this has already started off as one of the worst selling seasons I've ever had. And I'm still not dry from. I can't even remember what the last home game is, because I couldn't even, was it Forest?
Yes.
Forest. I couldn't even process it. It was that cold and I was in that much of a foul mood. And as I say, Barney just sacked it off and didn't go in. And it's already starting off when we got here, and it's already, anyway, it's already horrible. But it's been an eventful week since the last podcast that's come out, really. I know we did a little bit for Spurs, Barney did on Thursday night. But we've had a lot of news with Marcus Rashford, and I'd imagine that you're quite pleased with the said quotes that have come out.
I don't think pleased is the right word, because it is sad that someone who, is meant to be, he's meant to be a United fan, he's a local lad, and it's a shame the way it's gone. And I think, who knows, it's so much not right with him, isn't there? And is it too much money too soon? Is it, I don't know, is it his motivation's gone? Other things in his personal life, I don't know. So I wouldn't say I'm pleased about it. I think it's the right thing that's going to happen, if it happens, because he might go out and say that he wants this new challenge, and it sounds like the club are happy to let him go. But realistically, is he going to be able to? Do you know, like, because of the money he's on, the amount that the club might want to get for him, it's, I don't think it's going to be nailed down that it's going to be going anytime
soon. I've seen you say it before, haven't you? Really size getting around. So I don't want to look different.
There was
still come back from
before the Spurs game, when on Sky, when they were talking about it, because obviously it's all that's been talked about. And to be fair to Carragher, he said, obviously there was the comparisons with when Rooney put in a transfer request and stuff, but he was doing that at the top of his game, and I know that a lot of people haven't fully forgiven him for the way he did that. He was at the top of his game, he was in demand, there was clubs that wanted him. He doesn't feel like Rashford's in that same position. He's a bang average player who is on far too much money. And, pains me to agree with him, but Carragher said that the other day. He was like, all this talk about him, he's not even that good. So, I'm not pleased. I think if it happens and he goes, it's the right decision and it frees up so much money. And you'd like to think that he's the last of that generation of trouble causers. Do you know what I mean?
With
the likes of Pogba, the likes of Lingard, it's like he's the last one of that, unless there's another batch to come.
The rumours of Garnacho and things are true, then that's concerning.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, Sancho's going to be on his way out at the end of the year.
Exactly.
So it is promising in that regard as well, but for maybe Aaron's just sussed him out straight away and very quickly.
Did you see, I know that we're discussing this in person now, but did you see that clip with him with the gloves at the pitch, side of the pitch? So I can't remember what game it was, and it was when he was coming on as a sub. And he had gloves on, and then I don't know whether Amrin told him to take them off or whatever, but he decided to take them off. So he took one off, and one of the coaches was stood there waiting to grab it, to get it. He just threw it on the floor at his feet, at this coach's feet. Got the other one off. The guy's there again, hand out, waiting to take this glove. He throws it on the floor at his feet. Amrin's seeing this, and it's like, nah, fuck off. He's obviously just spoilt brat, and it's just, you don't need that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, the saddest thing is, he's meant to be a United fan. That's what's sad. So I'd take no pleasure out of it, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. I mean, I'd definitely take a little bit of pleasure out of it, because I've wanted him gone for a while. So I think that when you know someone's not good enough for the football club, both ability wise and also professionally, then I think I am pleased that it's happening and it's a step in the right direction. What were your thoughts from Thursday? Because that to me was one of the most chaotic games of football, which I think we were all expecting, weren't we? It's one of those good Spurs, bad Spurs, good United, bad United. And I don't think anyone's expecting to play out in a 4 to 5 minute period.
It was mental. I've not spoken since the derby. I think it was similar to that. You know, it was two pretty poor teams outpouring each other. Do you know what I mean? And like, I understand that, you know, the starting 11 that he put out the other day was obviously one of someone who wasn't prioritising the cup, which I think's fair. But on another day, if I've been a critic of Unana in the past, I think we probably would have won the game if he was in net. So, but it's one of them. I didn't come away with it pissed off or anything. Like, I know that it'd be good to get to Wembley again and possibly win another cup, but he's obviously got other priorities. I don't mind that.
Well, I disagree with that.
Sorry if it's really windy, by the way.
Yeah, it is well windy. I'm trying to shelter it as much as I can do, but you're getting the real authentic selling experience. I disagree with that logic, because I think if you're that close to a trophy, then you've just got to go all out for it and get that winning start off to a good start. And it didn't do wonders for Eric in the end, but you know, at the time we all thought it was going to be something. So I do quite like the League Cup for that, and that's what our level is sadly at the moment. You know, so we might as well go all out for it, because I'm not bothered about finishing in Champions League places for next season. We're not going to compete in it anyway. You know, as Paul's repeatedly said on this podcast, is he Europa man? I'm fully on board with you, man. But I like it. I think it's a great competition, and hopefully that's got to be now the number one priority for our season.
Oh yeah,
they've got to be neck and neck, haven't they, with each other? What's your thoughts for today? Because this time last year we played Bournemouth, and we were talking about, I think Mikey was saying that he just went home and didn't sack the game off and made a leg of lamb and had a bottle of wine and got the soaking wet selling.
That was one of the games when I was in Asia, wasn't it? I remember watching that.
It was absolutely Baltic. Yeah. Just getting
it was lovely and warm.
not to play on your Asia one, but I'm getting Vietnam style flashbacks already coming back to me, because it was awful that day. Yeah. And I've just got a really, really, really bad feeling about it. I've seen Bournemouth twice this season. I watched a little bit of the game against City, and I watched them play Spurs in midweek, and they were brilliant in both games. And I think they'll beat us today, so I'm going to go for Bournemouth 2-1.
I don't know. I think we'll win. I do think we'll win today. I know that last couple of games will be very chaotic, but then you've seen Bournemouth. I've not really watched them, but
they're good. They're organised and they're energetic, and they're things that we don't like.
Yeah. Well, I'll say that we're going to win 2-1 then.
Alright, okay. Well, there you go. Well, on that positive and on that bombshell, we'll end that there. We've got some mags to shift, so thank you very much, and we might see you after.
Hello again, everyone. We're in the Pev. We've been here for a while, and the game only finished 10 minutes ago. Wasn't very good, was it? Hi, Paul.
Hiya.
You want to be quick?
Yeah, I said to keep it short. Not in the mood. Go on.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's a bit of an indictment, really, as to where we're at. In that, said before the game, that was virtually, you could swap Xerxes for Højlund, and that was basically, and Luke Shaw for Malacia. That's probably our first team today. And resounding defeat, wasn't it? I don't think. And we were pretty unlucky. We didn't, you know, we had a few chances that, you know, a few that just like went wide. But I've got no complaints with that, really. They were utterly toothless up front, aren't we?
Yeah.
Completely lacking any sort of threat, really. Garnacho had that chance one on one, but I'm not being too down, because you half expect it all the time, don't you? You know, we're going to have this season where we're very,
because we've got a lot of bang average players.
We have got a lot of bang average players. They're still getting to grips with a new system. His subs are a bit strange. I'm not sure why.
I get that he's
rotating. He's having a good look at everyone. He's giving people a chance. But so we're gonna be this schizophrenic beast, I think, throughout the season. But just poor, innit? There's a, it was poor.
It's, yeah,
it's just we've the polar opposite to what we've seen in. I know that the game got slated on Sunday saying it was poor quality. I thought it was quite an entertaining game, and obviously the result went our way last Sunday. I thought against Spurs on Thursday, again, it was an entertaining game. The result, again, the result didn't go our way. And then today was fucking drab. It was boring. Yeah, I think I've spent longer in the concourse than I have watching the game today. It's been good shape.
Like I say, I think we've just got a lot of not very good players. Like, you know, Xerxes, again, is just... And, you know, like, there was all the stuff the other week about Dan Ashworth getting sacked, essentially. If he was the one that was bringing in these players, then see you later. Like, you know, it's like we spent so much money over the summer on, again, on questionable players for a manager who shouldn't have been there in the first place still. It's good that he lost his job, because we've wasted a lot of money, and we've got another wasted year, essentially. Do you know what I mean?
That's a bit harsh on Ten Hag, because it's not only him that's culpable, is it?
No. I'm saying about Dan Ashworth. If he's the one who was signing off first, keeping Ten Hag and then letting him sign all these players, then I can see why they made that decision.
So I'm looking at the team from today, right? Mazraoui looks a decent signing for a decent price.
It was definitely a penalty.
Ugarte looks alright. I quite liked him, the look of him, recent times. But how much was he?
Not
50,
sure.
50-60 million. Malacia,
he's not very good.
Not good enough. Dalot, not good enough. Fernandez, Jor is out. Josh Xerxes, what the fuck have we watched?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I tell you though, you said it was the strongest lineup. Obviously, De Ligt wasn't there today, and he's been pretty decent.
Casemiro, when has anyone ever signed a player from Real Madrid or Bayern Munich that have gone on to be better? There's a reason why they're selling players.
Yeah.
Hoyland, Jory's massively out on him, and that's a polite way of saying that he's a cart horse. I just don't. If it was a 7, 8, 9, 10 million pound punt, I get it. But it wasn't. It was a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
And this is my arguably, for the same money, arguably you might have seen Harry Kane's head, who would have scored your goals. Yeah.
And this is my worry about.
I mean, that's a non-starter.
I know,
but Levy would have never entertained anything.
I know, but do you know that? Well, that type of money would have signed you. I mean,
you're expecting a blue chip.
Yeah. And this is my worry about us inevitably going in for the striker from Sporting Lisbon because he's scoring goals. They'll sign him because of that connection and he scored, and he'll probably turn up and be shit. And we'll spend a lot of money on it, and it'll just be the cycle over and over again. Do you know?
Oh, any thoughts, Nick? I can't wait. I said we'd get beat beforehand.
You did.
And I was confident of it. I said about your Vietnam flashbacks for it, from being beaten 3-0 after a shit day selling and shit weather. And it's exactly the same thing all over again as last December when we played them. I thought the game was more entertaining. We had chances. We had a lot more chances and shots.
Bruno should have taken a couple of them.
Bruno should have scored a few. Garnacho should have scored. It's just one of those.
It's like that. I said a couple of years ago, the state that United needs, you don't need to be going out and buying these superstar names. It's not worked for us. We need to get more sort of defendable players who are going to put a shift in for you. So I remember getting laughed at when I was like, John McGinn looks like a good player. You've spent X amount of money on Hoyland. This has nothing to do about today. But then you'd have that, is it the lad at Forest, Chris Woods? There's other players, the lad that he plays up front for Newcastle.
Hey,
I know, but the amount, what I'm saying, the amount of money we spent on Hoyland, you could have had all these attributes.
These players are out there. Like, you look at three of the four Bournemouth's back line today. That left back was great, whatever his name is. Those two centre backs were brilliant. That lad was 19 playing with no shin pads at the back today, and he just didn't break a sweat. He looked so good. and the other guy that said him, the long haired Ukraine,
yeah.
And then their three back lines are all going to get signed. It's like you've got those three forward players that they've got as well. The guy who set the other guy up as well for the third goal. Well,
it's called. It's great insight.
All these kids are going to get re-signed again. It's like when Southampton were good a few years ago and all their players got signed, and Brighton got pillaged and all their players got signed. That's what's going to happen with that Bournemouth side, because they've got some actual players in there. Who was doing the scouting to find those players that are getting them to like fifth in the Premier League now? Why are they not doing that? It's not like they're not there, are they?
You have to say, though, might be playing devil's advocate a bit. I'm not too down on the signings. Ugarte, the jury's still out. He's still new. He's still adjusting. Mazraoui looks fucking sound. Yoro, it's far too early to judge, and he's a kid.
I think my when Xerxes, I said that, it's just Xerxes, isn't it?
Yeah, but Xerxes has been played as a centre forward, and he's clearly not a centre forward. He might only be like C or B tier, but he should be playing behind the striker. It's pointless playing him as a target man.
Yeah. Because he's just drifting, and there's just nobody in the middle when you try to cross it.
But that was the thing. If that's not his position, and his actual position is where we've already got other players. That was a waste of money.
How many times have we done that though? When we spent 60 million on Mason Mount for a player who plays in Bruno Fernandes' position, who plays 60 games a season and is never injured.
Yeah.
For all his faults, you can criticise his performances, but Mount's never going to edge out Fernandes in that position while he's around. So that's essentially never made any sense.
In two seasons, we've spent pushing 150 million on two players in a position that we don't need them.
There's
still no team, is there? It's just a bunch of individuals. It just looks like you're starting from scratch all over again. We look two or three seasons away from being an actual team.
Absolutely.
I think again it's worrying that the first goal again came from a set piece. I think that people have figured out that that's a way of getting goals against us. Is that the third game in a row? Maybe. Well, maybe not in a row, but that we can think of. You know, Arsenal, obviously Spurs, and then today. People know that they can do that. I think that the majority of the games, pretty much every game since Amorim's come in, we've conceded.
One thing that Ten Hag obviously got massively criticised on because football was quite boring, but from the defensive side of things, I mean, Anana's leading the way with clean sheets for goalkeepers this season, which is mental when you really think about it. And since Amorim's come in, we just don't seem to keep clean sheets, but the football's more entertaining to watch, whether that's in terms of the fact you're winning games, but the games are more exciting to watch even if the other team's going through goals.
Regarding Anana, I've been saying it.
No, there's someone at the bar. Thank you, mate. I've
been saying it for months, but today there was like audible dissent about the time it takes. Yeah. He kills all momentum and just.
His
distribution's poor, but today it was like, when the crowd are sort of up, we're chasing a goal, and he spends 40 minutes scanning round.
There was one time in the first half, because obviously I'm down that end, where he had the ball and Bruno physically told him to slow down and stop, and then the crowd went up like frustrated with him, and Bruno, like, I was watching it was like Bruno sort of actively clapped in and said well done for slowing it down. So this isn't just him, this is coming from higher up, I guess, you know. It's
not sure what they're waiting for, though.
No.
Because
it's like, are they just wanting to have a breather? It's like, what is the... I don't know. But any more thoughts before we go?
No.
Got any hates or anything? No.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes. Said to Paul. That is the worst away end from any fans of anyone I've ever seen. Like, you know, like Fulham and Norwich have been particularly bad in years. But to be 3-0 up at Old Trafford and to barely, like, it was more polite clapping than anything else from the Bournemouth fans. It was like, first one, you're like, oh yes, we scored a goal. Posh bastards. Posh Bournemouth bastards, aren't they?
I've got a hate. Just before the game started, where I sit is like amongst like a lot of hospitality. I'm go up from the concourse.
Hospastic.
Up from the concourse, and it took me so long to get to my seat because there's people stood in the aisle just taking pictures. I got so angry at people just saying, "Fuck off! Like, get out of the way! Like, get to your seat if you want to take a picture." And they let like coming up into the bowl of the ground, as it were, and just stand still just to take pictures and videos. It's like, move, go away, stop it. Right, that was my
dad hit. Said to me today. My dad come today. Don't go as often these days.
Yeah.
Used to go all the time, but picks and chooses. He said, he just turned to me during the first half, said, "This has got to be like the worst atmosphere in the Premier League." And I was like, "No." And he was like, "But it's fucking crap in here now, isn't it?" And I was like, "Yeah," but I said, "But this is like actually like noisy compared to like a lot of Premier League grounds." But it is the tourist day tripper situation.
Well, the lad behind us. So, bloke who sits behind us, and his lad's fucked up. Well, took the kids on the Polar Express today, so he sold the ticket back to the club. The lad, so ours I think work out at £41 a game or £39 a game. The lad behind us who bought the ticket off the club has been charged £100 for that seat. How's that right?
Socked out. My row was empty. Bullshit. My row was empty today. She's just a row. The row I'm on, just in front of you guys, was empty. That's it.
Mad.
What was going on with the stewards today? It took about 20 minutes.
Oh, you said it was horrendous.
They're getting worse and worse. I mean, obviously, they got rid of them, didn't they, and brought in a private security firm. So those queues outside now are the worst they've ever been. But it genuinely takes you 15 minutes minimum to get inside. And it's the worst pat-down you've ever had ever in your life. It's like they're not finding anything by just, you know, brushing your arm or something, are they? Them searches will always be there.
Selfish, really. People should get in earlier, because if I turn up at 5 minutes before, I expect there to be no queue.
Exactly. How inconsiderate of all these other people.
Yeah, exactly. Ridiculous.
Bastards, aren't they?
I know. I was going to mention it before, but I bought a programme today for the first time in a long time, because fair play to the club or whoever makes the programme, that they've put a double page spread about our walk from the other week, so that's nice. And I think we've got to like £4,000, I think we're up to. So again, thank you for everyone for that.
How much has the club donated?
Well, nothing.
Did they give you a brew?
No.
Did they acknowledge you on the day?
No.
Fantastic.
But yeah, thank you to everyone who did donate.
And anyone that might be, because of the QR code that's in there.
Yeah. I think it's still open, so if anyone wants to.
It's open to the end of the week. It's more of a concern of the week. So I've just bought 3 pints of Guinness and a pint of Moretti. So 3 pints of, I don't know, premium beer, I'd say. £22 with 2 bags of crisps. So I've questioned the bar staff. Crisps, £2 a packet. Crisps. Nice. I mean, these are nice. So these are. I know Jim's just shaking his head there. The Pipers, Trilly Farm Chorizo crisps. They're nice, but I don't think they're worth £2.
My other hate of the week is when people don't say crisps, they say Chris. You know, just say it lazy, just say Chris. Chris.
Most I've never heard anyone say that.
Like, people around Bury say Chris. Do you want some Chris? Chris.
That's Bury for you, though.
Yeah, Bury's the question. Shit all. Shit all, isn't it? It annoys me. Who says that? Chris. Do you want some Chris?
People from Bury.
Put some Chris out for you. Fuck off. It's Chris. It's got to be in there.
Anybody else before we go?
I was going to have a moan about the stewards as well. Today getting in is just fucking ridiculous. Turn up 5 minutes before, should be 3 people maximum in front of me. But so basically, people should get in earlier. Yeah, agency staff, blah blah blah. But it's inconsiderate of these day trippers who are like
started to outnumber us. So, like, get yourselves in the ground. Watch the warm up.
Why are you not watching the warm up?
Have a bottle of Carling, you know. Enjoy yourselves. It's like, if I want to turn up late, I should be completely at liberty to turn up late and get in and still miss only the first 5 minutes as opposed to 12 minutes.
I agree. Wholeheartedly. Right, on that note...
Shout out to Northern Rail as well. Complete fucking shit show.
Yeah, we
could have said that.
On the bright side, they're that inept that I've not paid on the train in about 18 months because it's too fucking busy to get an X around, so thank you, Northern Rail, for being the useless cunt you are.
And shout out to Metrolink. I've not paid for about 18... Well, no, about 12 years.
Anyone else you want to... Any buses? Anything? No?
Buses? Just put Ryanair as well. Just get them in there.
Right. Hope everyone has a lovely Christmas.
Fuck a Vansing as well.
And we'll be back.
Fuck people that go to Malta on holiday as well.
Yeah.
You know, this time of year.
And Ireland.
Yeah.
And Australia.
Bastards.
If you're in warm weather listening to this right now, fuck you too.
Have a good Christmas.
Have a lovely Christmas. And we'll be back on the 30th against
Newcastle.
Obviously, there's a game in between, but we won't be there. Right. Glory, glory, Man United. To the regiment. Thank you, everyone, again, for donating. You're amazing. Thank you. Goodbye.